I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United States and eight other Western countries walked out of the United Nations Racism Conference this week. Glenn Penner, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says Iran's efforts tying race and faith together are not legitimate.
Many of these Arab countries are now taking this tack of tying the two together and saying that if you criticize Islam, you're just being racist, and therefore you're violating my human rights. That's a very dangerous precedent. The problem then becomes tacit approval to persecute Christians because they belong to a group that must be intrinsically racist.
In other news, Every Child Ministries says the first members of its long-term Uganda team, two women were confirmed as ECM missionaries at the end of March and will serve in northern Uganda for 2 years. The team will reach out to kids displaced by ongoing hostility in the area. Due to the violence they've seen, kids are extremely needy and vulnerable. ECM says six more people are needed for the long-term team. Short-term teams are going this summer. If you'd like to go, visit our website. And AMG International is doing exciting work in Uganda for the church and for the spread of the gospel. President Paul Jenks says
pastors in these rural settings have very limited background and very limited resources. And so we have established a program to try to not only provide a basic library for these pastors, but also to do some training.
Another project brings the gospel and medical care to orphans. You can help sponsor a child or send pastoral training materials. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering a copy of the new book, Breakthrough: The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle with E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of what God's doing in the Middle East. Get Breakthrough by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.